Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.
Welcome to The Word, Advent Reflections from America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Today's reflection was written by Erica Rasmussen. God's love never fades. A reflection for the first Wednesday of Advent, December 2nd, 2020. A reading from the book of Isaiah. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food and pure, choice wines. On this mountain he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God, to whom we looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." Our hearts cry out for God, for love, for freedom, for kinship, communion, and healing. Especially in moments of despair and heartache, hopelessness may begin to scratch at us with cool and persuasive claws. Today's reading is a steady reminder that God is our hope. His love wipes away the tears from our faces and promises all people nourishment. And surely, if God wipes away those tears, it is okay to cry, to grieve, and to feel deeply. We are invited into a full life, a life that is by no means simple. Sometimes we feel broken and lost and afraid, perhaps so broken, lost, and afraid that it might seem difficult or even impossible to rejoice or be glad. Sometimes we might feel void of hope. But no, the God who is love will be there to comfort us, to lead us up the mountain, to give us life again and again. Let us give thanks that the God we need is the God we have, a veil remover, death destroyer, a life giver, a wholehearted lover. If death has been destroyed, then hope is alive forever. Let us pray for that hope to come fully alive in us this Advent season, that it leads us to rejoice in God's abounding love. As you pray with today's readings, we encourage you to ask these questions. Do I still have the capacity for hope, even when I feel broken, lost, and afraid? What are the signs of hope around me in this Advent season? The Word is a production of America Media. You can subscribe to The Word podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Find written versions of these reflections and other Advent content from America online at americamagazine.org/advent2020. Thank you for praying with us.
Have you ever wanted to dive deeper into Scripture? If so, you're in luck, because every day there's a new Scripture reflection from the thoughtful staff at America Media, thinking through big questions together, like, what do Catholics believe about guardian angels? And what can Gen Zers take away from the Gospels? If you're already a subscriber, you can access these reflections in your email inbox or on our website. If you'd like to become a digital subscriber, it's easy to do. Just visit americamagazine.org/subscribe, and you'll have full access to America's Scripture Reflections.